AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH New Center Time, 7:21. And that means it's time for Connecticut Press Club Award-winning Happy and Healthy at Any Age with Robin Pastor. Each Tuesday at this time, Greenwich resident Robin Pastor, a licensed agent in life, health, accident, and retirement planning, will discuss concerns that families and individuals may have regarding steps they may take to protect their health, life, and people they love, given that people are projected to live longer than ever today. Here's Happy and Healthy at Any Age with Robin Pastor.
Good morning to our listeners in Fairfield and Westchester counties, our listeners throughout Connecticut, the Quiet Corner. A big shout out to the Learning Clinic, a great residential program for students. They may be hiring. Check them out, thelearningclinic.org. And also a big thank you to the international press, journalists who have been covering what's going on right now in Turkey. Turkey's president says that they may be pushing to change laws against the discrimination of women. And I encourage our listeners to Google. Reuters has been doing a great job at covering what's going on right now in Turkey. But to get to more local news, last night Dr. Tony Jones and Ralph Mayo joined several policymakers here in the Greenwich education system to offer Zoom meetings to parents where parents could join specific to their school. For example, the middle school had an informational meeting about the reopening plans. Greenwich High School had a 7:30 p.m. meeting last night devoted to questions specific to Greenwich High School. And it was fantastic, in my opinion, the transparency with which Dr. Jones and head of Greenwich High, Ralph Mayo, discussed some of the challenges that will be faced. Parents brought up questions such as theater programs, music programs. Could there be choral practices outdoors on the athletic fields? Dr. Jones was really transparent in saying, look, there was a situation down in Georgia, a camp had to close, and right now we're going to do our best to make sure that droplets do not spread. So that was a firm no to theater right now in terms of musicals, although Ralph Mayo did say that absolutely there will be theater classes offered, as well as the classic electronic music classes offered. They brought to our attention the SAT an ACT test that are being scheduled, or that were scheduled to take place at Greenwich High School, for high school parents who had scheduled their students to take SATs. Greenwich High pointed out last night that those are not tests just for Greenwich High School students. Students come in from all over the tri-state area, and for that reason, the most recent upcoming SAT, I don't know if you want to use the word canceled, postponed. You can find information on the collegeboard.org website. Again, that's a College Board test, not a test for Greenwich High School students. So parents need to be aware that you should be checking collegeboard.org if you've made plans to have your student take a test at Greenwich High, because those plans may change based on the fact that kids are coming in from all over the tri-state, as was explained last night. Another question that came up last night, the questions were so direct, and really appreciate Dr. Jones and Ann Cardillo, Mary Ford, and Ralph Mayo answering the questions so completely, transparently, and directly. What if our teachers go on strike? What if there's a strike? And Dr. Jones pointed out that in Connecticut, the teachers cannot go on strike. It's against the law because we are, quote, a bargain state in Connecticut. In terms of gym, parents were asking what's going to happen with gym, and it was brought up that over the summer there were some excellent gym classes that could be held remotely. They will try to have gym outside with, of course, the health restraints following CDC guidelines. A lot of questions about remote learners. Can remote learners come to orientation if they've signed up for strictly remote learning, and that deadline has been extended, as I hope everyone knows. Today is Tuesday the 18th. The deadline has been extended to midnight tomorrow night, Wednesday, August 19th, to submit your forms on distance learning. But the answer was, sure, if they want to come to orientation and they're distance learners, I don't see why not, was the answer to that. Other questions about the flu season. Parents pointed out that historically kids get sick during flu season. So if your child has opted to go to school in person and then flu season hits hard, and there are headlines all over CNN.com this morning, I encourage listeners to take a look at what Dr. Fauci is saying about possible situations this fall regarding corona and the flu. Of course, they said you can request to opt for distance learning come flu season. That is something that you can request. They will be staggering the dismissals by zone. In other words, grouping clusters, perhaps Bella/Clark in the case of Greenwich High School, and staggering dismissals so that there won't be ideally such a clog. As parents know, no matter what school you drop off your child to, whether it's Central Middle School, Eastern, Western, throughout Greenwich, there are traffic clogs in the morning. There just are, and at dismissal. Head of school, Ralph Mayo, pointed out we have much more control over dismissal than we do regarding drop-offs, so dismissals will be staggered. Parents asked if all seniors will be able to drive this year. Historically, there was a lottery system, and the answer to that was yes, because of the staggered arrivals and staggered departures. Every senior who requests a permit to park and drive should be able to get one. A parent asked about juniors, and the answer was juniors have not been allowed to drive for quite some time, so the answer to that is still no. The fact that and I was very, on a personal level, pleased to hear this directly stated, given the trauma that's been going on among families and students throughout our country the past 6 to 7 months of social isolation, pretty much, for kids who are following the rules and not attending big parties, the schools will address the social emotional aspect of return to school and support our kids as they return into the system. I want to encourage our listeners also to take a look at this morning's Greenwich Time and yesterday's Greenwich Patch, where they're covering the fact that there are people who are suing the state of Connecticut regarding mask requirements. And there'll be more information, hopefully, on mask requirements as the governor states mask requirements when the Board of Ed meets this Thursday night. So thank you for listening. I will keep you informed as best I can, and please attend these Zoom meetings. They are informative. The Q&As are posted online after they are gathered. So take a look at the Town of Greenwich website, and you'll find the Q&As. And you all have a great day, and we'll see you next Tuesday.
Thanks very much, Robin. That is Robin Pastor, her Connecticut Press Club award-winning show, Happy and Healthy at Any Age. You hear it each Tuesday morning at this time, right here on AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH, and WGCH.com anywhere.